Gunfire rang out as Russian commandos today stormed a school in the southern Russian town of Beslan. Heavily armed militants had been holding hundreds of children, parents, and teachers hostage. Amid the explosions and gunfire, many of the hostages and some of the gunmen escaped. Late reports say there have been many casualties among the hostages. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has been on the scene in Beslan, Russia. Tell us what is going on right now. Has the fighting stopped?
It seems to have died down a lot. Having said that, we're still hearing periodic explosions and gunfire. Just a second ago, there was another loud blast. It seems that the Russian commandos, which were sent in, have gotten control of most of the area around the school. Now what we have are a lot of people wondering about the fate of their relatives. I'm standing near the square where people were standing for 2 days waiting for news of their kids inside. Many of them have no idea if their relatives, their children, are alive or dead.
Those explosions that we're hearing behind you are gunfire. What, is that in the school?
It's in the area around the school, and that's the area which Russian commandos entered now almost 4 hours ago. The fighting very intense for a couple of hours. They're hearing another explosion. It's died down in intensity, but it flares up now and again, which it seems to be doing again now. Some of the speculation that perhaps some of the gunmen have managed to escape the area and have infiltrated other areas of the city and are still putting up some scattered resistance.
The casualties must have included mostly children. What do you know about that?
We know by the best estimates that there were at least 600 school children in that building. Some estimates put the figure much higher. Witnesses who left the school yesterday, hostages who were released, as well as one Russian negotiator, saying that there are approximately 1,000 people overall in that school.
And casualties, any way of knowing whether they came from the storming of the building or from the hostage takers?
It's just impossible to know at this time. There are varying accounts as to whether or not the Russian forces intended to storm that building, what exactly happened when they entered the building. There were reports earlier that the Russians blew a hole in the side of the wall of the school in order so that the school children could escape. We do know that we've talked to some witnesses who said that there are many victims inside and that there are many burned bodies inside. It appears that the roof was blown off the building or caved in during the storming of the building. I myself counted perhaps 15 or 20 bodies, many of them badly dismembered and burned. But that was only probably a fraction of the total because I was located at one entrance and they were evacuating victims from different places.
Lawrence, Russian officials had insisted they would not storm the school. Does this appear to have been a planned assault by Russian troops?
There were signs that there was something going on this morning. We saw Russian soldiers digging in around the school complex. We saw them putting up sandbags. We saw commando-type units around the school, wandering around the perimeter wall of the school. A local security service official saying this was not a planned assault, but we have no way of knowing at this time. And many of the relatives had been very skeptical from the very beginning and had suspected that the government was going to storm that building one way or another.
Just very briefly, what are the militants out of the school, as far as you know?
The school, as it appears, is probably mostly destroyed. We know that the roof has caved in. We know that one of the walls has caved in. There's been a fire coming from the school for quite a long time, smoke rising into the air.
Thanks very much. NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Beslan, Russia.